Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And Mike, we've had a lot of wonderful weather here in Southern California over the past month and a half or so. I haven't had my sprinklers on for 2 months, so I'm saving on my water bill. And we have lovely snow-capped mountains here in the San Fernando Valley. Are you getting tired of it yet?
I'm a little bit tired of the cold weather, but it was it snowed in Sunland.
Oh,
a city called Sunland, there is literal snow on the ground. But it did kind of unite Los Angeles. People were pulling around and, you know, making snowmen. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. And I think the people probably up in Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead are kind of tired of the snow. I see they're getting buried. But I do remember years ago when my kids had snow on the ground for the first time here. And I believe it was the first time they got up early to go to school because they were in the backyard rolling snowballs and everything else. So I'm glad to see it here. It's not going to last much longer, but I've had a lot of fun with this. It kind of reminds me of where I grew up back in the Northwest. So we are entering the new year of baseball, 2023. Spring training games have begun, and we have a lot of new rules being implemented. The pitch clock, bigger bases, the limit on a pitcher's number of stepping off on the mound, and, of course, the shift is going to take a readjustment. But it's already reared its head, and it didn't take long before we had a rule implement actually become the source of ending a game, where a batter ran out his time on the clock and ended up with the bases loaded and the game was over with. That's kind of harsh to begin the early spring training, so I imagine these guys are going to have to catch up with the new rules. But how do you like these? Do you like the pitch clock? Do you like the bigger bases?
I don't know. I'm kind of torn because I do think that, you know, because baseball is so much about, you know, history and about records, that when you alter rules to this magnitude, that it might sully some of those previous records or post records after this has been implemented. But, you know, I do like a tight 2 hour and 20 minute game as opposed to 3 hour games.
Understood. So.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely, it's all a manipulation. And time-wise is important, as we all know. But the bigger bases are the ones that really are going to cause, I think, a little bit of trouble here. Now these bang-bang plays are going to be even more important to take a look at. So we're going to be right back right after this message with our special guest, Shadow Stevens. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in this same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at BFF Financial. BestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestBestB
finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello everyone, Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word, Fred.
They still call me the Penguin.
We are back. We'll see about that. Ron Say here again with my good friend in the booth. And we are about ready to introduce our special guest, Shadow Stevens, American radio host, voiceover actor, television personality, and hosted the American Top 40 from 1988 to 1995. Welcome, Shadow Stevens. Welcome to the show.
It is a great joy and a great pleasure to be here with Mr. MVP.
Thank you. I want to talk about how a young man growing up in Jamestown, North Dakota, who in his early first 9 years of playing with the radio and stuff, 1957, you had a Life magazine article entitling you the America's youngest DJ. How did that come out?
World's youngest disc jockey, they said.
And you made your own transmitter in the attic of your own home, I understand. How did that happen?
Well, it happened because I discovered my dad's tape recorder when I was about 8, and I started making little stories on it that I would cut together, and it was exciting and creative for me, my uncle, who owned radio stations, heard about it, and he sent me this thing called a wireless transmitter, and I had to solder it together, and I was good at, you know, following directions, so I soldered it all together, and then I got it, and I took it down to the TV shop. And I said, how do I soup this up? And then he showed me what to do. And he said, and then you got to put up an antenna, a big antenna. So I now I'm 9 years old at this time, about 9, 10, somewhere. I crawled to the top of my three-story house and had the wire in my teeth and a hammer in my back pocket and hammered in a loop so that I could attach a wire from the top of the house to the top of a tree in the backyard. And I had a 100-foot antenna, so I could be heard a mile in every direction. About a year later, I was discovered on a local radio man on the street program, and they talked to me about, what are you interested in? I said, well, art and radio. And radio, really? And I tell him about my pirate radio station. He goes, oh my gosh, you should come down and see us, and we'll, you know, maybe put you on the air. So then the next thing I knew, they had me on every Saturday morning doing a radio show playing, you know, rock and roll, Little Richard and Chuck Berry and all the black music that I loved.
Was this the time that you and was spinning with Terry?
Spinning with Terry, yes. In my ancient times, my family name is Ingstead, and I was born Terry, although never felt like a Terry. And it was in adulthood that I became transformed into that which I am today.
Well, you've covered a lot of bases, no question. You've been in just about every aspect of it. Who in this early beginning, you know, you had to have some favorite artists, and what about music made you fall in love with it?
Oh, it was magic. Well, radio was magic because, you know, you painted pictures and it happened in your head. And then the music gave it excitement, and all the music I loved best was mostly black music. It was, you know, Fats Domino and Little Richard and Chuck Berry. In fact, Little Richard was the coolest thing that I did through high school. All our party, we didn't drink. None of us drank. And to get really wild, we would, you know, drink Coca-Cola and eat pizza with our girlfriends listening to Little Richard. This, you know, things are pretty wild in North Dakota. I got my sense of humor, I think, from being in North Dakota and from my dad. But it was, you know, I've been compelled to do things my whole life, and I still am. I'm kind of wired to try things, and I still do a lot of art, and I still do a lot of radio, as you probably saw. Mm-hmm. My mental radio series is now entering its third year. And there's 11 hours of stories that are funny and uplifting and crazy.
For sure.
But we can talk more about that in a bit.
Was your family, did they support kind of a lot of creativity in the home? Because, I mean, you're such like a Renaissance man with radio and with film and art and all sorts of things. Did you come from a creative home, or is that something that you kind of built to yourself?
Well, you know, as I said, my dad's brother got into radio. My dad did some, was a big basketball star in North Dakota. They called him the hooker because he could hook shot from midcourt and make it almost every time. And everybody knew the hooker. And he was very driven and funny. And like I said, he didn't drink, smoke, use drugs, curse. They never fought in front of us. My parents owned toy stores and clothing stores and go-kart tracks and the fireworks stand on the north of in the summer. We had five fireworks stands for the five kids, and we each ran a different one in a different part of town. So I was raised with a lot of creativity. My dad would buy five speedboats and sell four and keep one, and was a real character and really did a lot of stuff. And so I got a lot of my enthusiasm from my father and love of art and poetry and writing from my mother.
So did you think this was part of your career? I mean, you went to the University of Arizona and you studied art.
Right? I was accepted at Art Center School in Los Angeles, and I wanted to be an artist, and radio was a way to put my way through school. And I came out here with my parents to look at Art Center School, and I realized that everyone in California is cool, and they all know that I'm not. And I never mentioned it again. I went off to the University of North Dakota, majored in art for 3 years, worked full-time in radio, then went to the University of Arizona, where I worked in full-time in radio, and went into drama and journalism, so I'd learn how to perform and how to write. So that went on for two more years before radio took over my life. And I decided, yeah, maybe I'll do art as a side action. And that's what happened. Basically, I kind of wove my art into all of the productions I did, whether it was, you know, in radio. I became a program director here in Los Angeles when I was 24 years old. And got pretty successful, but I designed the billboards and you know, created the marketing for them. Stations like K-Rock, world famous K-Rock, I started, and KMET was a big FM station. And then I left radio to go and start my production company. And I ended up doing all the advertising for the Blues Brothers movie and Fast Times at Ridgemont High and 48 Hours and, stereo chains like University Stereo. Then I ended up doing Federated. And then I started doing the television commercials for Federated. And then I did 1,100 commercials for Federated with a small team of Monty Python maniacs. And they're all funny. And you can watch them on YouTube. There's a semi-documentary called Bludgeon Advertising that is on YouTube. If you look that up, it's pretty wild. And they hold up. They're quite funny.
No question, because you're kind of highlighted as far as the Fred Rated for Federated.
I cast myself.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, the whole idea was, you know, it was all alliteration. Fred Rated for Federated, Fred and Frida Rated for Federated, Fred and my dog Fear for Federated, and Freddie Ray Dare for Federated. And it was like everything we could think of. And it was, we would do 6 or 8 commercials a week, and no commercial ever went longer than 10 days. Or, wow. 6, 7 years.
Yeah. Well, we've got lots more to talk about. I want, you know, you got a number of things you did in high school too, Mr. Midnight. That's something we can talk about coming back. And I also want to get to Bill Drake, who gave you some of your first starts, and you ended up coming west to continue working under his wing a little bit. We'll be right back right after this. Please stay with us. Thank you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Hello, Ron Save. We have returned after the break. We're back with our special guest, Shadow Stevens, and want to try to move down the road a little bit. You're now past your high school days. You've gone through school, and now you are starting to go to work for Bill Drake. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Out of radio. I was hired in Boston, and I went back to Boston and got really successful. It was the first time I really had real direction that people could tell me what to do, and it was part of a great radio station, WRKO. And we owned the city. When the ratings came out, I had 34% of everyone listening to radio, 12 and over. And on the heat of that, they brought me out to Los Angeles. And I'd also started doing television there and did some local television shows. And I got out here, and it was KHJ, and no more did I get here. That's Boss Radio, if you remember.
Right.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's the soundtrack of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It was what Southern California sounded like. It was a really big deal. And I went there, and at the same time, I was hired to be the announcer sidekick for Steve Allen on the Steve Allen Show, which is a national television show. And he was such a legend, and I was so out of my element. It was, you know, I did fine, but I sweated was it Broadcast News?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when the sweat, and they would come over and they say, boy, you really perspire. But you have no idea, my shirt was soaked because I'm sitting there with Steve Allen. I mean, come on, guy was a genius. And I'm, and now Steve Allen. It was really funny. And so all of that happened at the same time. And then because I was doing television, when it came time to promote me at KHJ, they didn't. And they said, well, we don't know if you want to be in radio or television. I went, they promote each other. Are you insane? And they wouldn't put it in my contract that I would get the next step up. And so I quit. And then I went over to KRLA, which was their main competition. And within a few months, the station manager made me program director. And I was going to Art Center School part-time. I was happy just being a radio personality. And all of a sudden, I had this giant job with, you know, one of the biggest stations in the country. And I had to figure out what to do. And it worked. I hired amazing people. And we became the number one station in Los Angeles.
Just for our audience who might not know, the program director is, for a college student to be a program director is a remarkable achievement, because that's pretty much the number three person at a radio show. You have the station owner, you have the general manager, then you have the program director, decides what goes on air 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and that includes news and public affairs and religion and marketing and everything. It was a really big responsibility, and I had to figure it out. And so I surrounded myself with really talented people. And I wrote and produced 50 jingles. And to this day, they're legendary. We hired people like Kenny Loggins. I mean, people that hadn't become big stars yet. The Captain and Tennille were on them. I had a jingle that was like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with a pipe organ singing KRLA Pasadena. And it was so out of context with, you know, real upbeat, exciting music. I was the first person in America to play David Bowie.
Oh.
And it was really exciting, except that what happens is oftentimes people start taking for granted and thinking, well, they did all this. And they started making demands. And I knew that it wouldn't work and it would destroy my career, so I quit. And I just wanted to stay on the air as a personality. And then shortly thereafter, K-Rock came along. And they were going to get an FM station. He said, I want you to do something as original as you did at KRLA. So I started World Famous K-Rock, signed it on. And the first people we played, the first group we played was Queen, who nobody knew. And it was Keep Yourself Alive, because it was such a struggle with so little money and so little personnel that we had to create something bigger than life that was all in your head. You know, all the programming, all the production elements were all done out of creativity, what we could create in the studio on our own. It was quite amazing and quite powerful. But I mean, I could go on with these stories forever, because K-Rock was like chaos, just chaos. And it was, you know, they stopped paying us and people were going bankrupt, and I quit, and the whole staff quit, and the station went off the air for a year and a half. And I went on to start my production company, and then I went to KMET and did the same thing, made them number one, and then I quit after a year because they were trying to make me do things that I wouldn't do. And then I started doing all advertising. And that lasted up until Federated, with the Federated commercials. And then at the peak of all that is when I had a three-picture deal to do movies, and then along came Hollywood Squares, and then along came American Top 40. I'm exhausted.
Well, I mean, that's a heavy load. I mean, you were bouncing around a lot, and you were very successful, and you recreated lots of different things. You had to be overwhelmed, I'm sure. Like you said, you were sweating all the time. Casey Kasem, you got to take over from him. Was that a smooth transition from where you were coming from?
No, it wasn't even close to smooth. It was, here's an opportunity to do what is basically the biggest radio show in the world. He stepped away and everybody was paranoid. They auditioned 1,100 people.
Wow.
I really got the job, I'm certain, because I had a history in radio. And was on television. Hollywood Squares was a huge hit. And so I was kind of the Ryan Seacrest of the moment. And so they gave it to me, but they had to oversee it. And they were really, really paranoid that I wouldn't be accepted. And now everything I've done in my entire career has been funny, has been parody, has been tongue-in-cheek, has been humor-based and theatrical. And now I'm stepping into the shoes of the world's most earnest man, Casey Kasem, a genuinely good guy. And you could just hear it in his voice, and he was just smooth and friendly. And now along I come, and he's going, and I had to find my own style, which didn't work with his words. So the staff would write the scripts, and the first episode took 18 hours to record.
Wow.
Every sentence had to be rewritten from my mouth. And it was, and they sent me to vocal coaches because they wanted to make sure that they were doing every possible thing they could. They had to do things where I always said, at the end of shows, I said, until we meet again, this is your friend in the void, the shadow. Bye-bye out there. Void? What is void? It sounds weird. It sounds scary. It's not scary. It's the infinite what? It's the it all. It is, I'm your friend in the infinite. Well, no, you can't do that. So then I had to compromise and say, well, this is your best friend, the shadow. And then Casey always signed off with keep your feet on the ground and keep looking to the stars or reaching for the stars. And so I'd have to come up with something that was me, but like, remember, the world is your oyster. And if you can't find your pearl, you can always have lunch. It had to be something that had some wit to it.
What was it like going from, you know, KROQ, you know, when you were program director, it was so groundbreaking. Like you said, first time people were here, Bowie, Queen, go to KMET, you're doing a lot of long form album rock. Then you go to American Top 40, and which is Top 40, which is pop music. Could you connect with that music that you were, you know, broadcasting about on American Top 40?
Well, only some of it. I had been so immersed in and passionate about new music, and that goes all through the 80s. You know, after I left K-Rock, it's the only station I listened to. Rick Carroll took it over and did a great job. He called me before he took it, and he's because I quit the second time. And he said, what am I up against? And I said, well, chances are you won't get paid, but you've got a great chance to do something really exciting. Concentrate on the music, call it Rock of the 80s or something, you know, just focus on the music. And he did. And basically K-Rock discovered every major group you can think of, certainly through the 80s and 90s. It's just astonishing the number of people from Van Halen to U2 to Depeche Mode to
Nirvana.
I mean, yeah, everybody, literally everybody. They Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla produced a documentary on K-Rock and got interviews with everybody you can think of. And apparently they haven't been able to sell it. I don't know why. They interviewed me for about 3 hours. I'd probably be in it for, you know, 30 seconds, but, you know, it was like there at the beginning, the humble beginnings of K-Rock.
There yeah, for sure.
You can, by the way, there's, I created a video that's on YouTube also called The Birth of K-Rock. And I didn't remember, because I went back to K-Rock after I started my production company, after KMET. I went back in 1976. Yeah. And consulted and did my own radio shows. And I remember that as just being like, okay, I was busy doing everything else. But I went, somebody found an air check from that era, and I listened to it, and it was real high quality, like you're listening to a station.
Hold on, Chad, we got to take a little break. We'll be right back right after this break.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam, Sam. Whew! Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours, the decisions are yours.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers.
And welcome back to We'll See About That with Ron Say. It's time for This Week in Dodger Baseball History, brought to you by BFF Financial. This week in Dodger history, 1984, Mr. Pee Wee Reese was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Of course, he was a shortstop, played 16 seasons for the Dodgers. And Mr. Reese had a .269 batting average, 2,170 hits, 126 home runs, and 885 runs batted in, and about 1,338 runs scored. Don't know if you can get in the Hall of Fame nowadays with those numbers, but congratulations to Mr. Reese.
A different period of time, and certainly Pee Wee Reese, the captain of the Dodgers, the catalyst of their lineup, much like Maury Wills was, much like Davey Lopes, followed in the tradition of having a great leader on top of the lineup. And once again, it was a privilege to have Pee Wee Reese in spring training and be able to see him regularly in Cincinnati. He used to work for Louisville Slugger along with Rex Bradley, and they would bring in our new bat shipment every time we'd go play Cincinnati. And it was always a pleasure to see him. And so congratulations once again, one of our all-time greats. Back to Shadow Stevens. I'm sure you have lots of stories. Do you have a favorite story about some of these people that you worked with, especially the people that your favorite band or somebody that was in studio?
Probably the best story ever is when I was at KMET, I was on the air, and we were celebrating Shakespeare's birthday, and we were doing mock Shakespearean. And it was all of these and those, and it was quite funny, and we were really on that day. And there's a knock on the door. There's a little tiny closet space of a studio, terrible studio, and the door is locked. I unlock the door, and there's David Bowie. And my jaw hit the floor. It's like, I love this guy, and I wasn't prepared for this. And I'm so... He said, we just had to come and see where all this madness was coming from. He said, you want to come in? You want to take over? You want to do a radio show? You want to be interviewed? I mean, come in. He goes, no, I just wanted to come and see and say hi and give you this gift. And he hands me a gift, and it is a little wrapped, and I unwrapped it, and it's a book with a felt cover that he had handmade. And it said, the complete works of Shakespeare to Shadow from Bowie. And I opened it up, and the book was The Complete Works of Chairman Mao. Funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was like, well, you made my life, David Bowie. And I still have it, you know, in storage in a safe place, because it's one of those remarkable things. I also have my only gold record that I kept from the years was one from David Bowie that he signed. And it's for four of his albums. And it's probably the coolest thing. I mean, I also did the Flo and Eddie show with Mark Bowman and Howard Kalin. And I produced that. And they're the guys that started the Turtles. And they're wildly creative and funny and fast. And we had guests, you know, like Ringo Starr showed up out of the blue because he was listening and loved it. And Keith Moon passed out of a director's chair onto the floor, and the whole room stopped and tried not to laugh. Bodyguards picked him up, dusted him off, and we went on with the show. It was like the who's who of celebrities would come into that show.
Well, that reminds me, a lot of people would drop in at Dodger Stadium, too, and come down to the clubhouse and visit. And the likes of Sinatra and Rickles and Fleetwood Mac, to mention a few. But back to David Bowie, I was always a great big fan of David Bowie's, too. And I remember this award show that was done here in the last 4 or 5 years where Lady Gaga did a Bowie tribute. I thought it was one of the best things I've ever seen.
I totally agree. I love Lady Gaga anyway.
She's special. Very special. Yeah.
Shadow, there's a very formidable moment in time in my life. I was a young wee lad, and a friend of mine had a VHS copy of the world famous Kentucky Fried Movie. And there's a particular scene in that movie involving a very comely young woman and a glass shower door. Just to say, not going into further detail, that was very formative to me. Well, how did you get involved in the Kentucky Fried Movie? Because that's a cult classic.
We did the advertising for them at my production company. And I ended up writing all this stuff with them. And it won awards, a Big Apple Award for advertising. And we had so much fun. This is one of these great stories in life. Like, what was I thinking? We hit it off so well that afterward, and after it ran and got, acclaim, they said, we want to start our next project, and we'd like to work with you. And it'd be the three of us, the two Zucker brothers and Jim Abrams, the three guys that created the Kentucky Fried Movie. And I thought, I'll be like a fourth wheel. And these guys have been together since college, and I've got my own projects. And I turned them down. So a year later, they came back and they said, would you voice a presentation for Paramount Pictures of our new project? It's called Airplane. I did. And I got paid $300. And it became one of the classics of all time. So it's one of those... life regrets. Oops. What was I thinking?
Hey, well, I'm sure a lot of people have made mistakes, too, in casting. It happens every once in a while. Your time with Craig Ferguson, Price is Right. How did that go?
I'm very close with Craig Ferguson and to this day. We have had meetings together every week for 15 years. And he's back in the U.S. right now. He bought a castle in Scotland, and we went to his birthday this summer with 150 very close friends. And literally is a castle on 300 acres or something.
Oh, my God. It's
just remarkable. And he's back doing some stand-up, and he's going to start a podcast again, and maybe a television show. It was in the trades. That he may be coming back and doing a show that's sort of like the first half of the Late Late Show when he was doing it, the commentary part and the funny stuff without the interviews, and maybe some interviews too. But he has the gift of spontaneous eloquence. You're with him and he just gurgles intelligence. He's funny as can be, and deep and passionate, and one of the best people I know. I had a great time with him for 10 years.
Sounds like a wonderful experience. your children's book, Big Galoot.
Yeah, the Big Galoot is, it was written for my children after I had written a longer form called The Button-Sided Hooey. And that's like a chapter book, and it's all written in verse like Dr. Seuss. I couldn't get it off the ground because they said it was too long. I wrote a shorter book called The Big Galoot. And it's about bullying, basic bullying and believing in yourself. And it's all written in rhyme. It's a story about a kid with size 42 hands, and all the kids laugh at him. And he says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. And he never does until he gets out into the mountains on a field trip, and the storm breaks out and the wolves howl and the kids are running for their lives. And one of my favorite things I ever wrote goes like this. But that big galoot poked pigeon-toed feet deep into the mud and would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. There you go.
Wow.
Got it.
What about the Hollywood Squares, Shadow? How'd that come about? How'd you enjoy doing that?
Hollywood Squares came about because the producer is the guy who started me in television in Boston and the guy who put me on with Steve Allen, Rick Rosner. And Rick, a brilliantly creative guy, and he's bringing back Hollywood Squares, and he asked me to be a part of it. And I said I didn't want to be just an announcer and turned him down three times. And he said, how about if we put you in the square and we'll make you part of the show? And if you have to be gone to do a movie or something, we'll just have somebody fill in and then you can come back. And went, oh, that's great. Turned out to be the most fun I ever had. It was, you know, five shows a day, 2 days in a row, like Saturday and Sunday. And the hardest thing about it was coming up with five different articles of clothing to wear and go and laugh and be around funny people. Just spectacular. And as you know, the first game show to ever go to on tour, go to Florida and the Bahamas and Radio City Music Hall in New York, sold out five shows in 2 hours. And it was remarkably exciting and a really great time with Joan Rivers at Center Square. I have I just did an interview about my art and my history in art and the kind of art I do. And in it is my love scene with Joan Rivers. It's hilarious. It's like on the beach and with us rolling in the sand embracing.
I can't see that at all.
it's really cool. It's very, very funny. And it's like Malibu Beach romance.
Uh-huh. Before we have this segment come to an end, I wanted to ask you about Cabo Wabo Radio.
Well, let me say Cabo Wabo Radio really fast and then tell you about Mental Radio, because okay. Mental Radio, I think, is the most creative thing I've ever done in my life, in my career, and it's the pinnacle of everything I care about, storytelling, stories and adventures that are funny and uplifting that you can listen to with earphones and it moves around in your head. Cabo Wabo I did for a year for Sammy Hagar and created this radio station called Cabo Wabo Radio. And the idea was real rock radio smuggled across the border from Mexico. And it was all up, all party, all the time, kind of like K-Rock was. And it was remarkably successful in the internet. It went to becoming a top 10 alternative show in about 6 weeks. And then we kind of fell out at the end of a year, and I didn't want to go on with it. But then there's Mental Radio.
Yeah, talk about, give us about a minute on Mental Radio here.
Okay, Mental Radio. It is hard to put into, you know, quick terms, but I can tell you this, that there are tens of thousands of listeners. There's now 11 hours of cinematic audio and 25 pages of rave reviews. Reviews like, I found my new Star Wars, it's word jazz, it's theater of the mind on jet fuel, it's audio-visual acid trip of spiritual crack. There are only two kinds of people, those that love Mental Radio and those haven't heard it. Craig Ferguson said, how did it go? It's crazy. It's Flash Gordon, L. Ron Hubbard, Captain Marvel, Buckaroo Banzai, and everything else. The production, everything. I really liked it. And John Henson called it spiritual crack. So,
wow. So where can people find it?
Mentalradio.net, or you can go to get the free app for both Apple and Google Play. Just look up Mental Radio as one word. It's a light bulb, and it's very... All of the artwork is creative and funny, and the stories are not just about wacky stories. They are like more like Saturday Night Live meets The Twilight Zone.
Shadow, I want to say thank you so much for your intellectual career walkthrough. It was very entertaining. Thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to have you back. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be right back after this message.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Hey, Say. How you doing?
Hello, everyone, and we're back for the last segment of We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. Nice interview with Shadow Stevens. Well above my intellectual level on that business, but certainly he's had an unbelievable career, and we didn't even touch much of it. But thanks again for having us, being with us. For those of you who are baseball fans, again, at the top of the show, we mentioned that spring training was underway, and we have all the different rule implications being administered by Major League Baseball taking place. And the Dodgers had an exhibition game here the other day, and their potential shortstop for the year, Gavin Lux, is now going to miss the 2023 season with an torn ACL and other issues.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. That definitely is going to be tough. And we were talking, you know, before the show too, you know, about these different rules, pitch clock, bigger bases. And you mentioned something interesting. Are we going to see the robot umps? A lot of people want the robot umps. A lot of people don't want the robot umps. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, baseball is certainly experimenting with a lot of different things. And if you remember the Bill Russell show that we had here, he wasn't so sure that, you know, it would be as quick coming as it might be. But the fact that they're using the umpires in AAA leagues back in the East Coast means that they're serious about it. And I think it's just a matter of time. It may take more time. But with the way that MLB is manipulating the game today for any number of different reasons, change is inevitable. It's not always for the best. So we'll have to just see how that plays out.
We'll see about that. I'm sure that the umpires union will have something to say about that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're definitely not going to want to lose a man. And for those of you who are interested in the March Madness, you have all your conference tournament championship games to be played this coming weekend for teams that want to improve on their position for possibly making the tournament or moving up in the tournament. But and sometimes if you win those tournaments, you get an automatic berth. So it's wide open. It should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. And next week, we are going to be regrouping a bit. We're going to do a best of shows. We will gladly have you back in order next weekend. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.